WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 45-year-old Mohammed Solomon faces dozens of charges in the Boulder, Colorado firebomb attacks that left 12 people injured, including two who are still in critical condition. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in Boulder with more on who Solomon is.
He was born in Egypt and lived in Kuwait for 17 years before moving to Colorado Springs 3 years ago with his wife and five kids. According to authorities, he confessed he had been planning the attack for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated. Now, the FBI processing evidence seized from his home.
Law enforcement in New Orleans working to verify that video of Antoine Massey, if it's actually him. Massey's one of two escaped inmates still on the run from New Orleans. He claims that video was unjustly jailed and that he didn't break out of jail. He was let out. Convicted killer Grant Hardin's also still on the run. Police say he donned a makeshift guard's uniform and walked out of an Arkansas prison 9 days ago. Police think he's hiding in the Ozarks. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security has now removed that list of sanctuary jurisdictions from its website. That list included Madison and Dane County. President Donald Trump required the Department of Homeland Security to build a list of so-called sanctuary communities, ones that limit how they work with immigration officials. The city of Madison and Dane County were on that list. But now the entire list has disappeared. It's no longer on the Homeland Security website. Meanwhile, some military planes are flying over Wisconsin this week at supersonic speeds. Here's Melissa Kay.
The 2025 Sentry North exercise is taking place over central Wisconsin, June 2nd through the 15th. F-35s, F-16s, and other military aircraft are scheduled to train between 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. every day. If the planes are flying over 30,000 feet, they are authorized to reach supersonic speeds. So if you hear a loud boom and your house shakes, they may have just passed over your area.
And there are some new residents living atop an energy plant. Three peregrine falcon chicks have made their home on top of the MG&E station downtown. Peregrine falcons are endangered in Wisconsin. They almost went extinct in the 60s, largely due to pesticides. In 1999, an MG&E employee and his son added a box on top of the power station to create a habitat for the birds as part of a science project. Since then, more than 60 chicks have been born in the box atop the station, and there are more than 80 grandchildren flying around. This year, there are three peregrine hatchlings. They're named after pizza toppings. Their names are Basil, Mozzarella, and Olive. You can watch a live stream of the birds on the MG&E website. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark for game two of a three-game series. Milwaukee winning their eighth in a row last night, 3-2 over the Reds with help from the bullpen. Rob Zastrzynski, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy says he needs a good performance from Freddy Peralta tonight to give that bullpen some rest like last week against Boston.
The Priester D.L. Hall game plus the off day gave us a little bit of a blow. Now here we are again with those three guys going back to back, which puts us in a bind, but you know, they've come through.
NFL Packers OTAs continue in Madison. Former running back James White, who won three Super Bowls with the Patriots, was back in Madison over the weekend, named as an inductee into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
You know, being around some of the guys that, you know, some of my former teammates, Travis Frederick, Melvin was here, and, you know, he kind of brings back those memories. Yeah, it's definitely cool to be back here.
That's former Badger James White with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, we could get some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible later today through tonight. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. We'll drop to the mid to upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 70.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, Jim Santel joins me. We go deep on the conservatives writing in opposition to Donald Trump's tariff terror.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
On Saturday, Trump reposted this. There is no Joe Biden, executed in 2020. Biden clones, doubles, and robotic engineered soulless, mindless entities are what you see. This is a theory that claims President Biden was cloned and replaced by a robot, which, first of all, aren't robots and clones two entirely different things? Not in Trump's head, they aren't. And secondly, I know Trump puts out this stuff like as a smokescreen to hide the fact that he's about to cut $600 billion from Medicaid, but this is so deeply nuts. How is this not on the front page of everything? The president of the United States is spreading deranged stories about his predecessor being a robot. Hey, Republicans, remember when you were very concerned Joe might not have the mental acuity to be president? Come get your guy, because he thinks Biden was executed and replaced by a clone, a robotic clone. I mean, it...
So many questions, Jimmy Kimmel. All right. Look who's here.
What?
It's a little red-haired girl.
Yeah, there she is.
Jody on the show. That's what we're waiting for.
Yeah.
I told her to talk with Steffi. But who's our favorite whore?
Steffi's our favorite whore.
That's the lyric.
Nothing really grows with Jody on the show. With Steffi.
I have so many questions about the robot clone.
Okay.
Now... Personality of Cult brought up the first one. Don't you think if the Democrats had the technology to create a cyberkinetic clone of Joe Biden, they would have made it do a better job at the debate last June?
You think?
There's that. Wouldn't we also have thought of a robot that doesn't get cancer?
Right.
I mean, when we were doing the cancer cover-up, you would think we would have chosen a robot that doesn't get cancer. But... good morning.
Hello.
Hi. This is the timeline that we wake up in every day. Hi. We have Frank Flaguzzi on the show today. Hooray. Charlie Pierce is in the air.
Yes.
I am presently sexting with John Fugelsang, who is at LAX.
Oh, good.
People really enjoyed the crossing of the sexy liberal streams with Hal and John.
That
yesterday.
Was great yesterday.
That was fantastic.
I loved it.
It was an OG sexy liberal reunion. Fantastic. Yeah. Hal did a puppet show.
He did.
If you are just listening on the radio, you're really missing out.
He apparently that's something he uses all the time on infotainmentwars.com.
Yes.
So watch his show.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He delivers bad news with the puppet.
Yeah.
And
we were joking about how they had to foxify Trump's daily briefings so that I overheard parents once picking out a mobile. That's what it kind of sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sounds like what kind of things will keep baby
asleep and interested and not crying all the time.
Right. What? Mm-hmm. Ooh, something shiny and some other thing that might... Ooh, a graphic. How about... Wow. Our president is dumb as...
I think he's illiterate.
Yeah. Well, obviously, and he doesn't listen. He doesn't pay attention anyway.
Right.
But I just love that... Oh, you know what else it reminds me of? My college roommate and I got a fish tank. And it was an inordinately long time in that store picking out fish toys. Like things that, like, what would they like them? You know,
the clam
like,
that
scuba
opens
guy?
Up with the
right.
Bubbles.
Scuba guy. Yeah, I like the clam that opens up. You'll be surprised to know. Do you get the treasure chest? Do you get the scuba guy? Do you get
them all.
Yeah.
Or the sign that says gone fishing.
Right. That one, too, yeah.
We spent way longer on that discussion than any of our college papers at USC. We were just, that was a very long conversation. I'm not sure which has the right colors and things to keep them, whatever. And you know what? It's this kind of ends like the Trump administration, Chris. You know why? Because we got those colorful because we thought they were pretty.
You did not get fighting fish.
Yes,
you
we got
betas with.
Well, they didn't tell us. We weren't supposed to.
With goldfish. You're not supposed to mix betas with other fish.
So we were like, where are all the fish? And literally there was like one betta fish with a fin sticking out of his mouth. We were
yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
Maybe we should have asked other questions besides about the treasure chest.
The other fish are
and
food.
And scuba guy.
Yeah.
The huh? other fish are food
yeah,
to betas.
Yeah, I learned that when I was like 8.
yeah.
Stupid, scammy pet store guy didn't tell us nothing. He's like, these dumb bitches. They'll be back for more fish.
Well,
see?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how they
worked on commission.
This is how Donald Trump
your
is president.
Pet ate your other pets.
People are easily conned. Yes, get this snake and this gerbil. They'll get along. They love each other. Here. Oh, you're back for another gerbil? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Cha-ching.
Yeah, they work on commission.
Stupid. I see you, beta fish salesperson. Yay. Ciao. Okay, I can't. Oh, hey, wait, while we're in conspiracy stack, I just... Oh, this country. Pillow, Mike Pillow.
Oh, my, yes.
That's how it calls
yeah.
him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you have some, I don't know, Exorcist music, something over there? Okay. Mike Lindell has accused Satan. Okay, so now it's turned into a church lady skit?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Michael Lindell has accused Satan mm-hmm. of rigging the 2020 elect.
Yeah.
So wait, so Satan was what, napping during 2024? What happened to Satan? Why did...
God won in 2024, apparently.
Yeah, maybe he was taking a nappy. And then he woke up and went,
wait a minute, what? Who?
Okay. That was me doing Satan waking up from a nap, because he slept through 2024. Okay, he's... Oh, that's Psycho. That's not Exorcist. You're
I think
so
it might
cute.
Be in there.
Those movies are way before
it's either
your time.
Exorcist music
right.
or Tubular Bells.
All right. Yes, there you
tubular
go. Tubular Bells.
Bells.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sure. That was only 45 years before she was
this
born.
This is scary music.
I know. I have that in my box.
Oh, okay.
That it's actually in my box. It's not my sound. It's
it just
not
so, right
so
out
when
of
you open your box, scary
right.
music comes
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Well, why do you think I'm single?
There it is. She has
that's
it.
That's it. Oh, see? Yeah, no, this happens when I open my box.
I used to play this on the piano.
I'm like,
I love you. Don't leave me.
I don't know why nobody's here. It's weird. Okay.
Did you learn this on the piano before The Exorcist came out or after?
Right around the same time.
Okay.
I can only play the Munsters theme or one side of Love Story, and that's it.
I could play Stars and Stripes Forever.
I can only play Leaving on a Jet Plane on the guitar because it only has three chords, G, C, E. That's it. And I played it over and over and over. Oh, for the same roommate that I bought the betta fish with. She's not around anymore either. Okay.
What?
We're...
Did you kill her?
No.
Did she get eaten by the fish?
Yeah.
It was a joke about me being annoying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. On the 45th rendition of Leaving on a Jet Plane. She actually left on a jet plane. Okay, Mike Pillow said we're in a battle of biblical proportions of evil and good. This isn't a party thing. This is a thing for our country and the world. And when you say who's behind it all, Satan. Mm. Here's one. Is every single thing going to be an SNL
yes.
sketch?
Yes.
I think. Okay. You know, this nation turned its back on God. Oh, I see. But then God apparently got over it. God's
Jehovah
okay,
God?
So God's not Adele. So God got over it by 2024 in order to make the Trump president again?
God doesn't want to go over
everything. Can you please call us if you are the one person that Adele refers to that has taken a call from someone that broke your heart many years ago and said, yes, I would like to get together and go over
everything.
Oh, that just tickles us.
Well, you heard about the other. Do you hear about the other thing with Mike Lindell?
What?
He said he was going to bring one of his MyPillows to court
yeah.
because the opposing lawyer said that they were lumpy.
They are lumpy.
That they aren't lumpy.
Oh, I thought you meant like Linus's blanket.
No.
No, they are lumpy.
Have you ever felt one? Have you ever gone to Bed Bath & Beyond and felt one? They're the lumpiest pieces of...
It's like baby styrofoam balls, yeah. So they're lumpy.
Ooh. Yeah. And seriously, they're loud. When you roll over on them, they make a really loud noise when they rub up against
each
other.
Like packing material?
Yes. It's like if you slept on packing peanuts in a bag.
I got to get some to make a thing now. Where's my
toilet? We might have some that we bought years ago. I'll bring one next week, maybe.
Before he got crazy?
Yeah, so we can do an impression of sleeping on my pillow. At least that's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's more like packing peanuts and not bubble wrap. Yeah.
Hey, Bella, I'm an adult. This is what I do for a living. Okay.
And there's a career there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even just a living. Career. It's a career.
It's not immature. It's a career.
It started out with 10 minutes of silence and...
Jody?
Yes?
How, Mommy? How many IQ points a day would you, if you're mathing the math... Americans from just living through this whole everything we've talked about. Hey, the head of the FEMA doesn't know that we have a hurricane season. Okay, yeah. just that right there. Yeah. Thank God we got rid of all those DEI hires. He didn't know there's a hurricane season.
I know, I saw that.
Okay. Anyway, I just was curious, like exposure to this amount of stupidity, is it like contact? Like a contact high, but this is like a contact dumb. Like just,
not like Jodie Foster contact.
Yeah, like we're all going to injure ourselves eating pudding with a rubber spoon, another couple weeks into this.
And children's scissors will actually cut us at some point.
Yeah, we'll all be running with scissors. All be impaled with scissors. I didn't know. Okay. Yes, Talbert said, so the new commissioner of Social Security Administration had to Google his job to find out what he's supposed to be doing. The new FEMA director had no idea there was such a thing as hurricane season. Tell me again how these white guys get jobs because of meritocracy. Does it appear to you that most people in this administration are super dumb and competent white people?
Yes.
What's her whoosits? Doesn't know what habeas corpus is. She's the head of the what? The other guy didn't know her. And then what was...
You mean Christy Noem?
Yeah, she's the head of the Habeas Corpus Society.
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
Hang on. And then I have to be... And we're all going to die of, I don't know, measles and or polio and or COVID, the latest variant.
Bird flu.
Kennedy chugs raw milk shooters at the White House. This is the kind of... See, did you just feel your IQ drop? I did. I lost 2 points right there. Just... Mm-hmm. He skipped the champagne when celebrating the release of his agency's report. Which cited the very fictional Dr. Hoffar and also Dr. Furrier. Yeah.
And they've made corrections to that and have re-released it, but made the mistakes even worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Indeed, they did.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Corey said it's been 4 days since we found out our country's Health and Human Services Director RFK Jr. has multiple made-up studies cited in his. I'm sorry. I have some raw milk in my. Report, and he's still the HHS director.
Yes, he is.
In case you were wondering. Mm-hmm. They marked the publication of the error-ridden report, which linked to several non-existent scientific studies and with a shooter of non-pasteurized milk alongside a health influencer, somebody, guy, Dr. Paul.
Furrier.
Somebody.
Dr. Furrier,
who pushes an animal-based diet. Oh, who's that guy we talked about last week when Chris was on vacation? Who's that guy?
You're not allowed to talk when I'm not here.
Liver King.
That
guy, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I heard about this.
So he eats all just raw animal organs, is what he says, and I don't know, lifts all these weights. But
it turns out,
wait for it, it's all steroids.
Yeah.
Oh, he got outed because he was selling his liver pill supplements to idiots.
This was a year ago. Why did this come up last week?
He's holding a giant animal liver. I don't know. Something came up. That guy.
Yeah.
He's holding up a giant liver of some sort. He was so all his idiot followers, and I guess he has millions, buy his liver.
He's an influencer.
Yes. I was quite shocked.
It's the weirdest job.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Some people make... A lot of money.
Me too.
I
said from my centipede-ridden basement.
Oh, how is she doing? Did she lay her eggs?
Not yet.
I never forget. What was we had on? Oh, you weren't here.
What?
That's why. Okay.
What? What did I do?
Just had abandonment and re-angry. We had a... what's her name on that's a multimillionaire from, I don't know, doing those taste things on, what do you call it? Glozell. She eats,
oh my
gosh. She eats like dog poo and I don't know what else she eats.
She did the cinnamon challenge.
Cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, that was the big
cinnamon.
One.
Wait,
right.
She invented the cinnamon challenge?
She didn't invent it, but she popularized it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
She eats way too much
bananas
cinnamon.
And Sprite, Boarhead challenge.
Why did you have something now like that on?
When did you have her on?
Because you were gone.
You left
me.
Which of my replacements booked that person?
Okay. I think I was a fan of her.
Yeah.
I liked her when I was a kid.
She paints everything, like every green, her face and her nails and whatever, and she eats cinnamon, and she is a multi-millionaire that rang the bell on Wall Street.
Yeah.
So Jody, here's my life. Here's my wrong turn. I'm out here somewhere. I'm in the cornfield.
You
somewhere.
Should have done the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah. You should have adopted TikTok way before you did.
Me wanting to be regular classy person like Carol Burnett. How'd that go for me? Not very well. I should have been eating cinnamon on YouTube or dog poo or whatever else she. Oh, there was one where she ate dog poo. Okay.
That couldn't have been
Divine?
Real dog poo.
I'm like, how do you get to be a millionaire? By
eating dog poo.
Eating weird stuff on. Okay.
Well, yeah. All right. There's always been.
That.
All right, let's just break. I've lost the will to live.
People have always gotten attention by eating weird things. It's not just because of TikTok.
Should we add that to the show?
Let's do a segment.
Fantastic.
Steph tries.
Yes. Yes. I approve.
At least my dogs are littler now, so it'll only be like little poos. And
I'll go upstairs to Ron and get a budget for this new segment.
No, you will not. Okay. All right. The creepy guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me can't wait to meet you, so don't be creeped out. Okay, I'm going to come down and meet Bella. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He really does talk like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, hi, Bella. Mm, so young. Okay. 21.
That's great.
It's a good imitation.
Okay.
Okay. 20.
21 minutes after the email. If you listen to him for 25 years like Chris and I have, especially in the car, trapped in the car,
trapped
going
the
to
car
remotes.
Yeah.
Okay, did you know that this particular battle of 1778 was fought here in the... Okay.
We're late.
I know. This portion of the show brought to us by, yay, Home Title Lock.
Yes.
If you're not a homeowner, you thought I said something different because it's Pride Month. Not a homeowner, a homeowner.
Or a homeowner?
Yes, or you could be a homeowner like me. Uh-huh. My point is, you want to keep your home. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, just like that. Your home title has been transferred out of your name. Mm. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know until it has happened, until you get a collection or foreclosure noticed. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like me, because I'm a der... you need to go now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. You get 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, any changes. If fraud happens, they spend up $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know that feeling when you walk through the door, kick off your shoes, and finally breathe? That's the kind of comfort Cozy Earth delivers. Luxury you can truly feel and quality you can count on day after day. I've been sleeping on Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets for a while now. I can honestly say they've completely changed the way I sleep. Made with viscose from bamboo, they're unbelievably soft and the temperature regulation is real. I don't wake up sweaty anymore, even on warm nights. With Father's Day around the corner, Cozy Earth has you covered with gift ideas that are both practical and luxurious. Perfect for the hard-to-buy-for man in your life. The all-day tee and studio pant collection are two standouts. They're incredibly soft, breathable, and made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, or just relaxing at home. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. Visit CozyEarth.com now. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Dad's going to love it. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, type in Stephanie. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the N-O-K-B-O-X.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. Oh, look, Jody. It's your next show. It's Anita and it's Karen.
Oh, yes. It's my Friday guest.
I booked your entire show right
my
now.
Friday, yes.
Hi. Let's start with Anita. Hi, Anita in San Antonio. Welcome to the Jody Hamilton booking line. Hi.
Thank you. Can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
We're excited to go on Jody's show. Yeah, that woman that you're talking about, the YouTuber, the reason why you probably invited her was because Obama went on her show.
Oh, I knew I was smart for some reason.
And speaking of Obama, you know, Donald Trump is so desperate to get that Iran deal.
Yeah.
That he's basically cutting and pasting the Obama Iran deal, only it's weaker. There's less monitoring.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
And of course...
Go ahead.
And when everybody heard about it, Trump went out and said, oh, no, we're never going to let them enrich any uranium. So the Iranians, the Ayatollah, is mocking them now.
Yep. Yeah.
Saying these aren't serious people. We don't know what they're...
And they have to try to hide that they're trying to take people's Obamacare because it's popular now. Right? I mean, by the way, Tom said the same thing. We had a good nuclear deal with Iran. Trump reneged on it. We had a good deal on climate change. Trump abandoned it. We had a good trade deal with the Asia-Pacific nations. Trump backed out of it. He's actually better at breaking deals than making them. Mm-hmm. He's great at smashing things, period, Anita.
And he's trying to get rid of chips, and then he's talking about bringing manufacturing back. That's what Biden was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. And by the way, he's having them put his name on infrastructure projects that got done.
Oh, my God.
It is pathetic. Yeah. All right. Your co-host and Jody's next guest, Karen in Chicago, and also Frank Fliguzzi, coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. In a story we've been following, the National Weather Service is facing severe staffing shortages. None of its Wisconsin offices currently has a chief meteorologist on staff. Earlier this year, Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency cut or offered an approved early retirement to more than 500 employees of the National Weather Service, which monitors our severe weather, issues warnings, and surveys emergencies. And now, 30 NWS offices across the nation are without a chief meteorologist, including all of the ones here in Wisconsin. The state is covered by 5 NWS posts. Green Bay, Milwaukee, and La Crosse are based here, and the northwestern Wisconsin is covered by 2 offices in Minnesota. But neither Green Bay, nor Milwaukee, nor La Crosse have a chief meteorologist in charge right now. The Green Bay office had been launching weather balloons twice a day for about 80 years. Those balloons go up and collect data that can help create more accurate forecasts. Because of cuts from the Trump administration, the Green Bay Post had to cut half their launches, and now they only do one per day. At least 6 offices in the country have had to suspend all overnight operations, meaning they're not properly staffed if there's any sort of severe weather event overnight. Now, according to reporting from CNN, the National Weather Service is about to hire about 125 new meteorologists and specialists. It's the start of hurricane season, which is expected to be more active than normal. And here at home, it's severe weather season. We've already had 22 tornadoes hit Wisconsin in 2025. On average, we usually only get 23 in a whole year. And June is the peak month for tornado activity here in Wisconsin. For local news sent straight to your inbox once a week, you can sign up for our newsletter. Just go to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, we could get some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible later today through tonight. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. We'll drop to the mid to upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time. Days 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
They have quite a selection of hearing aids. They've got Bluetooth, of course, and AI. We're Android robots.
You've been assimilated into the Borg.
We are into the Borg. Be kind of cool.
The Borg hearing aid.
If they haven't, we should latch on to that. The John and Gordy Borg hearing aid devices at a special discount.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas. Civic Media's David Grant reports on the circus parade in Baraboo, and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels joins the show to freak us out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Once we get to the majority, which I'm hoping and praying we get to, next cycle, that allows me to start to open up and do the things that would look like an impeachment. Now, whether or not we would put it to a vote, you know, he's been impeached twice, couldn't get convicted. There's a lot of things to consider about whether or not to go forward.
Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, right there.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying Jasmine Crockett and impeachment, those crossing those streams is...
Did you hear the thing she said after impeachment, though?
No, what? I stopped paying attention after
I know you did. She said they're going to look at impeachment, but, you know, since he's been impeached twice before, they have to look at whether the political capital is
right
there for him.
Because the entire party is made up entirely of cowards. Is that Jody pretty much?
I don't think Jasmine Crockett's a coward.
I said the other party. Republicans are made up entirely. Right. Karen is made of unicorns and
rainbows.
Right, and mice in footy pajamas and unicorns that fart glitter. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Let's not get carried away. Right. I mean, that's...
You're made of whiskers on kittens and blue satin sashes.
There you go.
So thank you, Jody, for the invite for the booking. We are very excited.
Looking forward to it.
And I just want to listen, this is the thing. You know, Jody often goes unnoticed. You know, when she threw down, and I don't know if you heard it, but she talked about your resident centipede and asked the question, the very important question, how's she doing? Has she laid her eggs yet?
Yeah. That is a sexy liberal. See, that's... That is a kind-hearted, tender. But do you know how many spiders she has murdered by taking them outside here instead of just killing them, and then they died of the climate? You know, the difference in temperature.
I never take them out when it's too cold outside. I never do that.
Yes.
At least Chris and I are compassionate.
Yes, but her conscience.
We're law and order liberals.
But yes, but I want
Chris and Angela V. Shelton and I are law and order spider liberals.
Kill it dead. Kill it dead. D-E-D dead.
You know, I want to.
All right, go ahead.
I want to pick up on Bella's great idea for Stephanie Tries, the new segment. And I would just like to offer up the first item in the spirit of the centipede is maybe deep fried centipede.
Yes! Oh!
Now you've lost Jody. Now you've lost the Jody vote. Okay, well, good luck getting her back.
Oh, I like this idea.
She's chocolate covered crickets?
Yes.
Yeah. Jody's going to be a third party stay-at-home voter now because of that ruthless comment about centipedes.
I like this new segment that we have.
The only animals I eat anymore are fish, and I'm starting to wean myself off of them, too.
No. Mm. Oh, no. You'll take my sushi from my cold, dead hands. Okay.
Bella had a good idea.
What?
Steph eats for Patreon.
Yes. Once a month.
Do I have any weird...
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Jody and I are so weight phobic. If it's anything more than a celery or a carrot, we'll be like, no! Okay.
A cricket-covered celery.
You understand that I'm the person that went to the best barbecue in Kansas City with Frangela and ordered steamed broccoli.
Yes.
You understand I'm that person.
With Parmesan cheese.
It was so good. It was just al dente enough. It was perfect. Anyway, Chris, it's a very rare Chris is Right email.
Uh-oh.
What? Oh. What time is it? What day of the week is it?
I know, right? Damien in York, Pennsylvania says, I still remember the alien birth from V.
Yes.
I do, too.
The girl came out as this adorable little kid who happened to have a lizard tongue.
She did.
She did.
Everyone's got some.
She did.
But like a second later, the doctor frantically said, there's another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, and this slea stack emerged.
Yes. She gave birth to a lizard.
Yes, she did.
I think this would have been about the time Stephen Miller was born, give or take.
Was Robert Englund the dad? Wasn't he?
So he was the second alien in V born the slea stack.
Right.
Was okay.
I think, yeah. Yeah, Miller was born way after V aired.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay, listen, we need some happy clappy, don't we? We need some good news. Hang on, sorry, this is my good news for America, because there's hard to find good news for America.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all obsessed with the Big Bear eaglets.
Yes.
The eaglets.
The babies.
I think this is good news for democracy, that it's like it's fledgling. We're trying to, right? We're in the shadow of fascism. But a Big Bear eaglet has taken flight.
Or the Jackie of fascism.
Right? Yes. Big Bear's famed bald eagle parents, Jackie and Shadow, are getting closer to being empty nesters.
Literally.
See? That's funny. As one of their two eagles took flight from the comforts of the nest on Monday, Sunny left the nest with Gizmo stayed behind.
Yes, she did. They both. Gizmo.
I feel like Gizmo
might
be the Clyde of this whole
operation. No. She's just a few days younger.
Right. Gizmo's younger.
Yeah.
She's younger.
It's not yet clear where Sunny flew off to, but young eagles oftentimes return to the nest relatively quickly after their first flight. Yep. All the parents are like, yeah, no kidding.
Well, they still don't know how to hunt.
They don't know how to hunt yet.
Right.
And so they still depend on their parents
so
to
they
give them food.
So they want to stay home and play video games.
And use the laundry.
Right, and use the laundry and have mom feed them.
Yeah.
I am not bringing you any more worms. Go get a job.
No,
get off that
fish.
They eat fish.
Video.
Okay. That, they, that they get from Big Bear Lake.
All right, whatever. Gizmo was slower developing than Sunny. So it's not clear if she will be ready in the next few days. Or
and they're
not.
Both girls.
They are.
We found that out, too. They're both girls.
Shouldn't we send the Eagles mini band up there to celebrate every time one of something exciting happens?
Sunny and Gizmo on guitar.
I see. That's what Jackie and Shadow were saying. This ain't no Hotel California. Get the out. Get a job.
No.
We want some privacy.
They love their babies.
This They're is this is them holding a cigarette in their talons. That's me.
How did they light the cigarette?
Get out. I don't know.
With
I don't
the other side.
With the other talon.
Don't question me about my impersonation of the Big Bear smoking.
They have Zippos up there.
Okay.
Oh, you know. That you know.
All right. Our friend Chris Titus said, what a response that Senator Joni Ernst had. It's weird how evil seems to be the point. So when we talked about this yesterday, I had heard, we played her quote-unquote non-apology.
Right, right.
But I hadn't seen it yet.
Oh,
so I didn't see it till yesterday. And, oh, my God, want to see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we said yesterday, like, yeah, of course she made it worse. But so the, you know, in case you hadn't heard the town hall where someone said people are going to die about the Medicaid cuts. And she's right. Like, oh, we're all going to die. Like that. And you think, then she's, but she starts out, my God, the C-wordiest. Just like she's doing a sincere apology.
Uh-huh.
And then turns all snarky about, oh, I'm going to end the day with the tooth fairy too. It's like, oh, my God. And she's in a cemetery. Like, that's funny. Mm-hmm. I guess it is. The cruelty's the point.
Yeah.
I don't, but it's like being a big gaping a-hole is like the point of being a Republican these days.
It is. It absolutely is.
Jody, you brought up, I totally forgotten that she was raped in the military and she still voted for Pete Hegseth. Like they are a party that has become
Kavanaugh
devoid
too.
Of, I don't know, anything, values, empathy. I don't even know what to say anymore. Remember when she was charming, she had the bread bags on her shoes?
Biscuits.
Yeah, she made the biscuits.
Yeah. At the Hardee's.
I'm just a folksy gal that makes biscuits at Hardee's,
I'll give the rebuttal. She's a senator. She used to work at Hardee's. Bread bags on the soles of her shoes. As a poor girl, riding on the school bus. Empty-headed girl who had nothing to lose. She's banana. She got bread bags on the soles of her shoes. She's banana. She got bread bags on the soles of her shoes. Bread bags on the soles of her shoes. Bread bags on the soles of her shoes.
Playing the old hits. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Hey, Jody, next Tuesday when we see you, because we always see you next Tuesday, maybe we should do my first challenge and it'll be a
biscuit
challenge. I'll eat as many
biscuit
as I possibly can. Some Hardee's.
Biscuit.
In honor of Joni Ernst's seaworthiness.
And she'd walk home with the bread bags on her shoes.
Yeah, I always call bolt on that story because they were inside your shoes, not over your... I grew up in Buffalo. You put them inside to, you know...
So you had bread bags on the soles of your
shoes? No! Nobody did. I think the whole story's bolt. But nobody put bread bags over their shoes. Okay.
I mean, if you couldn't afford galoshes, if you were
is
poor...
Is she also the one that was castrating the pigs on camera? Am I thinking of the same... Speaking of animal cruelty, crazy Republican ladies. I know, I'm like, no. Sarah Palin's the one that shot wolves out of a helicopter. Mm-hmm. Christy Noem's the one that shot her puppy in the face.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, it wasn't she the one that was castrating
pigs? Yeah, 2014, she talked about castrating pigs in an ad.
And you could hear that. She was like, I'm East in Washington, like, it cut out the, like, whatever.
And then she concluded by saying, let's make them squeal.
Ew. Oh, my God. Is it me? Are they all crazy, crazy bitches? Right. They're just awful. Yeah, see, Clyde agrees. Faraway Dog is like, yeah.
I think the guy that's trying to kill you is awake.
Christy Noem. Oh, that's right. Oh, he's protecting me from the guy trying to kill me. Okay. All right. One last one from Maddie, fine American, who threaded, hey, CNN, I hear you're shocked that polls show people still think the GOP is better at the economy. Now, what do you suppose would happen if the free press hadn't become paid media and y'all had explained the truth to the voters, that Trump was lying about the state of the economy and global inflation, that Biden delivered a near-perfect soft landing, that this awful 100% GOP bill will trash the economy, and the tariffs are already trashing the economy and will push prices higher? It's because you've been reporting both sides do it, and Biden bad and Biden old and blah, blah, blah. Like, you wonder, we always ask, like, how, when they crash the economy every time, is this still entrenched, right? Because, oh, wait, hang on, hold, please. Uh-oh. Where's the trough from this morning?
Oh, no.
Hold, please.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga, rutabaga.
Oh, yes, Donald Trump. Because of tariffs, the economy's booming.
No.
No.
And then they just report that. It's right. What?
Yeah, Fox. No. Yeah, Fox and Friends reports that as fact.
Oh my God. I literally can't. Okay. By the way, Aaron Parnas had the same thought we did. He said, telling a guy you have no cards when he's in the midst of planning a precise attack on half the nation's nuclear-capable aircraft is a nice glimpse into how we bankrupted so many casinos, right?
Yep.
Him going, yeah, well, I got an eight of clubs. Right, someone has like full house. He's like, I lost again.
I got a joker.
Did you see that AI photo of Zelensky holding a taco in one hand and cards in the other?
It was fantastic.
Uh-huh. Oh, Lord. Okay. All right, we have Frank Luguzzi coming up. We'll talk about the latest hate crimes and horrors happening in Colorado. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion. Oh, by the way, in Trump's statement about that, nothing about anti-Semitism
or anything
about that. No mention
of the tornadoes yet?
Just got to get the...
Yeah. Were there both sides? There were very fine people on both sides, and what happened in Colorado, too? Was that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Okay.
Don't I sound vibrant when I say it? I feel vibrant.
The extra I is for incredible.
Thank you. Okay, tell me how many beauty potions you have on your counter. I used to have roughly 11 billion.
Yeah.
Vibrance Super C Serum. I could have had a V8 and Vibrance. That's all I need. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream, fewy. You don't need all of those things. This one product, amazing. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum. Oh, my God. Goes on so smooth. Smells so citrusy and delicious.
Nice.
Delivers noticeable results. Healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Could be worse. How? Could be rainy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration. Naturally, imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look and fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It is third party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency's the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Ahead of its time, much like Jody Hamilton, right? You knew about Credo, what, 20 years ago?
Something like that.
Yep. Something. In 2025, do you choose to shop with companies that share your values? It is right this moment in time. They were made for this moment in time, right? Because people want to stand with companies that have courage, that stand with them and their values. That's what people are switching to Credo Mobile. It's the one phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They're like the opposite of the phone company that Lily Tomlin did bits about.
Yeah.
Okay.
They actually care.
Right. They do care. They're in a phone company. They care. They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, ACLU, Transgender Law Center, on and on. Join today. You will get all you want from a mobile service, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and a smart, easy way to make a difference. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. Bam! There you go. CredoMobile.com. Type in Steph25, and you get 25% off your service for 2 years. That's CredoMobile.com. Steve in Vermont, you're on with Jody. Hi, Steve.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I live on a trucking route, average about 500 trucks a week going past my house. And in the last 3 weeks, there's been such a dramatic drop that you can actually notice it.
Yeah.
Kind of like after 9/11 when you didn't see the planes flying.
Yes. Yeah. I've heard people compare it to COVID after 9/11 or just going to Costco.
Quiet.
There's no trucks.
Yeah, leaving here, it's I used to be behind a lot of semis coming from the port. I see more going to the port now, but I mean, for the first week or so, there's nobody.
And you always go to the port for Fleet Week because you are our favorite whore.
No, you're the favorite.
No, you.
Fleet Week was last week.
No, Brandy, you. What?
Fleet Week was last week.
It was last week.
Here in Los Angeles.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Jody knows.
Chris knows.
I saw a sailor when I was biking around.
Right.
One single sailor when
Sometimes
I was biking around.
We have a pop quiz.
Was he singing?
Sometimes when we have a pop quiz for which awful Republican women are we thinking of which story for?
Sorry.
Yes, Joni Ernst was awful before she was awful about people dying from losing their Medicaid, but she was awful about castrating hogs. Mm-hmm. I forgot about this one. Yeah.
Oh, God.
We don't need no pork control. No dark meat in the butcher's back room. Johnny, leave them pigs alone.
Hey!
You're just another chick with hard balls. Oh no, you're just another chick with hard balls.
Oh my. Wrong! Do it again! If you don't eat your meat, you might be a vegetarian! How can you be a vegetarian if you don't eat your meat? Now, wait a minute. If you don't eat your meat, that means you are a vegetarian.
Right.
Never mind.
Yeah.
That was funny. Never mind.
Well, enjoy. Just a little monologue at the end of that. Okay. Little discussion with himself.
Can't have any pudding if you don't eat
your meat. Can't have any pudding.
If you don't eat your meat.
All right. We were talking about this during the break. I mean, we're going to talk to Frank Fluguzzi more about this latest horrible hate crime in Colorado against Jewish people. And as we were saying, and how on cue, Trump predictably blames Colorado attack on Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting to be a joke.
Like, and Fox News and all of those channels are blaming it all on Democrats.
Of course. Because why?
Because Democrats side with Palestinians, and so they're fomenting.
Mm. Wait. But I thought it was sorry. Genocide Joe and...
So
wait,
the party that has actual Nazis show up at their rally with Nazis flags, yes, that Trump calls very fine people and then has dinner with at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I see. They're the party that...
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm just telling you that, and it seems to be sticking on the other side. So we all need to be aware of that.
Oh, no, I know. It's predictable.
Yeah.
He said this attack will not be tolerated in the United States of America. Yes, it will, because you foment hate and violence every single day of your life. Biden's ridiculous open border policy, blah, 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 blah.
He came on a valid tourist visa.
Yes.
He just overstayed.
Yeah. Anyway, I nobody said this more than we have during this entire, the entire, election, right? That it is heartbreaking that you are only going to hurt Palestine by any of this, shooting these young Jewish couples.
Doesn't help
that
anybody.
that was there to try to get aid to Gaza.
Yes.
That was there, a lot of times the younger people are the peacemakers
And so what happened yesterday was racist.
It was awful.
Or over the weekend.
Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a Boulder attack witness. Just awful.
Basically, there was one elderly woman who was not moving at all, and there were a bunch of people who were really tending to her. People were kind of ushering over buckets of water, some with ice. I went and grabbed one of the buckets. The nearest water that someone directed me to was the fountain that's there in the square. So I started scooping out water from the fountain and bringing it over to the different people who were obviously victims of what had happened.
I mean, Molotov cocktails.
Yeah. Terrible.
Set on fire. Yeah. Jerry Nadler with the same point I just made.
It would be nice if the president spoke out against this anti-Semitism.
Thank you.
But the other thing is that the protective... law that provides for protection for schools and churches and mosques and synagogues, that should be increased, because we need more security at all these places of worship and congregation.
Yeah. So we were talking too about this awful gay guy that was murdered, Texas. We will talk about that and much more. Frank Fluguzzi coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry, you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Another deadly shooting at an aid distribution site in Gaza. At least 27 people were killed and more than 100 wounded as desperate crowds waited for food. The Israeli Defense Force admitting they did open fire, but because they say people were advancing towards the troops in a threatening way. In Boulder, Colorado, two people are still in critical condition following the weekend firebombing of a pro-Israel group. ABC's Mola Lenghi in Boulder with more on the 45-year-old suspect, Mohammed Solomon.
He was born in Egypt and lived in Kuwait for 17 years before moving to Colorado Springs 3 years ago with his wife and five kids. According to authorities, he confessed he had been planning the attack for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated. Now, the FBI processing evidence seized from his home.
Lawmakers in the Senate now have the sweeping budget and tax bill that passed by a single vote in the House. Many Republicans say they're concerned about how much it could add to the federal deficit. This is ABC News.